mark of the beast.
Oh, that's right. It's the Dozer. Bill Dozer. Bill the Bulldozer Dozer. No more 99.9 The Grinder. That is over. Mark of the Beast is done. Mark Hell is broken loose. And the Golden Child, the Archangel himself, is flown from the depths of hell, and he's raised, and now I'm here on Twitcher. That's right. I'm on the Twitcher app. I am streaming on the Twitcher app. If you're here, welcome in. If you're back, welcome back. Thank you for being a loyal boob supporter of the Bulldozer. That's right. If you're a supporter of the Bulldozer, you are one of my fellow boobies. Thanks for coming to Boobies. And if you're on a special Patreon tier, then you're going to be one of my nips, so one of the old nipples. And if you get a special Patreon tier, you get a special ride with me down through the mountainside, the Julian Mountainside. We go ride together on a motorcycle. That's right. You ride the back. You put your arms around me. I take my shirt off. And that's the special Patreon tier. That is that's what we call the Teddy Lightner, the Uncle Teddy. That's our Patreon tier right there. So go ahead. It's about $50 a year. That's the special top Patreon tier. And if your name is Ted and you're a bartender, then it's free. That's all you. Is free right there. Oh, welcome back. So happy to be back. It's been a while because, you know, things have been bad. A lot of lawsuits with a lot of ladies. Am I right, fellas? Ladies. Nut bumps. Put your nuts together. Bump them together. Here we are. Bill the Bulldozer Dozer back again on the Twitcher app. Twitcher. That's right. If you don't have Twitcher, go ahead and download Twitcher right now on all your Android stores and on your Motorola stores. We are very excited to be here. We have over seven people right now live with us on Twitcher, and that is a record. If you are looking into the ratings for Twitcher, seven people is a record. That's right. No one in the history of Twitcher has ever had more than seven people at one time. Thank you so much, Bill the Bulldozer Dozer, right now. Listen, I want to get to some news right now. San Diego, my hometown of San Diego. That's right. I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Louisville, and then San Diego is my hometown. So very happy to talk about anything coming out of San Diego. Very sad news. Apparently, this coronavirus, this fake hoax, this hoax of a disease that apparently if you walk outside, you're going to die. Okay, you walk outside. Uh-oh, here I go. Cough, cough, and I'm dead. This coronavirus, this thing that everyone's talking about. Apparently, Mayor Falconer, more like Mayor Chickener, is telling us that all the beaches are closed. You can't go surfing no more. The beaches, the parks, the trails are all closed. Last time I see that guy on a trail was maybe 1995, okay? Okay, he's a little out of shape is what I'm saying. Not me. Bill the Bulldozer Dozer, very in shape. I have bench pressed gentleman collars of all sizes over the past 6 months. I am very in shape. I wear tank tops and no shorts all the time. I'm like Winnie the Pooh on summer vacation, all right? But this Mayor Chickener has closed all the beaches. On top of that, apparently, Voice of San Diego out of business. And I say, bah humbug. Good riddance to those liberal hippie commies over there at Voice of San Diego magazine, the Union Tribune, out of business. I mean, this is, listen, an institution over there, San Diego Union Tribune, Voice of San Diego, institution. It's been around since 1875, right? They covered the Civil War. They had a very provocative opinion piece, I'm told, on the Lincoln assassination. But these people at the Voice of San Diego magazine, Union Tribune, apparently, they couldn't keep the doors open. Not like the Dozer, all right? We're on Twitcher. We got eight people now. Eight people live here out on the Twitcher app. If you don't have the Twitcher app, go to your Motorola.com/gov. Download the Twitcher app, and you can be right here live with us. Join the Patreon. $50 a year gets you a shirtless ride down the mountain with me on a motorcycle of your choice. You have to rent the motorcycle. Listen, Bill the Bulldozer Dozer, follow me on Twitter at something something something. Very excited to be back. This news, listen, now I got this guy Scott Chu and his boy Andy. They apparently come after me on Twitter, right? You know, you don't come over Come after the doze, not the bulldozer, not on Twitter, all right? Because you are going to get pwned, you know what I mean? As the kids call it, you are going to get coronavirus, okay? You cannot come after me. You're going to get cough dead on the streets, all right? But they're sad because their little business, their little hole-in-the-wall coffee shop that they run over there in Little Italy apparently had to close the doors. And I know something about Little Italy. That is my hometown, all right? I am from Italy. I was born in Brooklyn, grew up in Miami, from Italy. San Diego is my hometown, all right? I am the dozer. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so here's the thing. Your little business broke down, and here's why. I got a little tip for you, okay? I got a little tip for you, San Diego Union Tribune, Voice of San Diego Magazine, all right? I got a little tip for you. Maybe this is the way you keep your lights on, okay? Don't go against our Lord and Savior, President Trump, all right? Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't go against the man, the Don, the Donald, okay? You don't go. He's like the Gotti of presidents, okay? You don't go against. He's a pure-blood Italian, okay? He's a pure-blood Italian-American, Miami, Italian-American, Brooklyn, all right? He's a Jew. You don't go against the Donald, the Don, all right? It's impossible to do. You can't do it, okay? So listen, I know all of you, you bowed down. You prayed to your Muslim god, Hillary Clinton, for years and years and years, and it didn't work out. It didn't work out, and now you're out of business. You're out of business, Scott Chu and your little pal Andy, your little cutie pal Andy. You're out of business, okay? Listen, it makes me sad to see anybody out of a job, but maybe not you two, okay? You took some shots at me. You took some shots at the doze, and as I've said, that doesn't happen. Not to build the dozer, build dozer, bulldozer. We're on Twitcher Live. If you are not on Twitcher, we're down to six. We got six people. We are under the record, but that's okay. We're going to get back to seven in just a minute, okay? So Scott Chu and your little pal Andy, listen. Word of advice, okay? If you want to keep those lights on, you have a chance here, okay? You could possibly pay the one to two people that you still have working for you who don't feel ashamed for shitting all over our Lord and Savior, the Supreme Leader, the Donald, the Don, John Gotti, Donald Trump, okay? The two people, the way you keep your lights on, maybe you turn this around, all right? Maybe you do some real report, not your fake news that you got going on, where you talk about stuff like, this coronavirus is gonna hurt people. Fake news, all right? Fake news, all right? Our Lord and Savior, Donald Trump, has told me personally. He called me up first, a personal friend of mine, him, Shaquille O'Neal. They're both personal friends. They called me at the same time. I said, Shaq, you hold on. Let me put you on hold. I got to talk to D. Trump. And he said, oh, you got D. Trump on the line? And I said, that's not true. He said, loop me in. So the three of us, we sat around. The three of us, we just sang Rihanna songs together. And then at the end of it, I said, Shaq, I got to put you on hold. D. Trump's got to talk to me personally. And Shaq said, I got it. You put me on. You call me back whenever you want. And I said, that's fine. I'll call you back in just 5 minutes. So D. Trump and I, we start talking. And he says, listen, this coronavirus, dozer, it's a hoax. It's a hoax, okay? It's just for these Voice of San Diego, Union Tribune Magazine people. It's just for them to try to pin something on me, okay? Nothing worked so far. They couldn't get me out of office. Not on nothing, okay? Not on the Kavanaugh stuff. Not on the other Kavanaugh stuff. Not on anything. They couldn't get it on it. They couldn't pin me, okay? I'm the Teflon president. I'm the Teflon Don, the Teflon president, okay? And so this coronavirus, they're trying to blame it on me. They can't do it. They can't do it because it's fake. It's not real. It's not a real thing. If you were over 65, you get off your lazy old ass and you go back to greeting people at Walmart. That's what you do, okay? Now stop complaining. Stop, we're Voices San Diego Magazine. We're out of business. We don't have any, there's no more purified water anymore in our building. We're out of purified water. Oh no. What are we going to do? We don't have any. Our Nespresso machines have broken down. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, listen. What you do right now, you write a very strong and apologetic email to one D. Trump. It's just dtrump@gmail.com. That's it. Simple as that. People don't know it. I'm giving it out to you. Now you know. dtrump@gmail.com. Okay, but DEETrump@gmail.com. And you send him an email. You say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, the Don. All right, this is from the Dozer. I'm sending this from the Dozer via the Dozer. Okay, right now on Twitcher App Live, go ahead and download the Twitcher app. If you're on your Motorola.com/gov/edu, go ahead, download it right now. Okay, and get on this app with us. Be live with us. Okay, and I wish you luck. Scott Chu and your little pal Andy, I wish you luck. I hope everything works out for you. It sounds like your business is shot. And maybe you don't have a chance. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you get picked up by one of these real news organizations like Fox or OAN, or, you know, maybe the NRA. Maybe the NRA has a nice little website that could let you do some, you know, maybe musical theater reviews or something that might fit your personality a little more. Listen, it's the Bulldozer, the Dozer, Bulldozer right here on Twitch Live app. Make sure you download the app right now. San Diego born and bred. Happy to be talking about San Diego. And, you know, there's no sports right now, okay? There's no sports. I understand that. But when we come back from break, all right, when we come back from break, we are going to be talking about the top five defensive ends at the University of Louisville, all right? Top five defensive ends at the University of Louisville from 1985 to 1986. This is riveting stuff. Riveting stuff that most people do not get to talk about because we got to talk about whatever's happening. But right now, we get to dive deep. This is probably the most important sports talk you'll ever hear in your life. When we come back from the break, top five defensive ends, University of Louisville from 1985 to 1986. It's Bulldozer, right here on Twitch and Rap Live. Download the app.
Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak. Somewhere here in town. Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak. Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
I'm just playing, America. You know I love you.